From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is sending a Thanksgiving tribute to troops serving in war zones this holiday. The White House says Mr. Obama telephoned 10 servicemen and women to thank them for their sacrifices. Within days, the president is expected to announce if he will deploy thousands more troops to Afghanistan. The troop status in Iraq is also uncertain, and Iraqi parliamentary dispute is threatening to delay January's national election, which could affect American combat troop withdrawals. The Iraq war could have been delayed had Britain been tougher with the Bush administration. That today from an ex-ambassador to Washington who addressed a British panel investigating the war. Christopher Meyer also says that 2 years before the invasion, U.S. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice raised the issue of Iraq on the same day as the 9/11 terror attacks. NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
The Iraq inquiry, billed as the most sweeping look yet at the Iraq conflict, is in its third day of hearing public evidence from former officials and diplomats such as Christopher Meyer, who served as British ambassador in Washington from 1997 to 2003. Meyer said he spoke to Condoleezza Rice just hours after the attacks on the United States on September 11, 2001. He said Rice had told him she was in no doubt the attacks were an al-Qaeda operation, but she added that the U.S. government was also looking to see if there was a connection with Saddam Hussein. Meyer said that it then became clear to the British government as early as March of 2002 that it was, as he put it, pointless to resist U.S. plans for regime change in Iraq. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.
China says it's committing to a reduction in carbon emissions as measured against its economic output. The announcement comes a day after the U.S. pledged to lay out its emissions-cutting plan at a climate change conference in Copenhagen in 2 weeks. NPR's Louisa Lim has more from central China.
The world's largest emitter of greenhouse gases has unveiled its new energy efficiency target. China plans to cut its carbon dioxide emissions per unit of gross domestic product by 40% to 45% by the year 2020, compared to 2005 levels. Beijing said this would be a major contribution to the fight against climate change. This means its overall emissions will likely still rise, but at a slower pace than before. China's Premier Wen Jiabao will attend the Copenhagen conference, as will President Obama. A spokesman for the UN Climate Change Secretariat said Mr. Obama's presence and China's new target were a huge morale booster. But a member of China's negotiating team has called the target a bit high for China's present capabilities. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Xi'an, China.
A magnitude 5.9 earthquake has struck off the coast of El Salvador. There have been no immediate reports of injuries. U.S. financial markets are closed for the holiday. This is NPR News. Some retailers are getting a jump start on the Black Friday shopping frenzy in the U.S. by opening their doors today. But Edgar Dworsky, the editor of ConsumerWorld.com, warns finding a good deal will take time and patience, and coupons can't hurt.
If you can use a coupon, and there are some 10% off coupons or $10 off a $50 purchase coupons, add that on to save. And then if there's a manufacturer's rebate, well, that's a triple play. Some would even call it a home run.
Dworsky also advises consumers to do research on products themselves. Authorities in Australia say they are planning to cull a herd of 6,000 wild camels that have overrun a small town in the Northern Territory in their search for water. From Sydney, Stuart Cohen reports.
Local officials in the small town of Docker River say they're under siege from the camels. They've invaded the town over the past few weeks in search of water in Australia's drought-plagued midsection. The camels have smashed water tanks, tried to drink condensation from air conditioners, and overrun the local airfield. Some of the town's 350...